Nope. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Well, one important breakthrough we made in our understanding of this issue last night is that I don't think any of the no one during the election committee consideration of this last a few months ago, and to my knowledge, and I think they're all on the call now, none of the seven directors who sponsored these amendments intended that part of this process would be to allow to open up the question of if the three-year term is kept, should the term limits be altered. The term limit question only came up in the context of if we go to a four-year term, what does that mean for term limits? So everyone on the call last night agreed that that was the intent and that that made sense, and therefore that dramatically simplified the number of options. If people remember, an earlier set of options that Casey offered us would have had seven choices on the ballot, which would have been highly confusing and probably would have made it hard for a lot of voters to really grasp what the real issues are. So you'll see when you get to study his latest one that it's really amounts to four term limit options. And there's still the question to be resolved whether it would be done in one question or two questions. But in any case, I think that's an important step forward. Dan has said that he believes it's perfectly legal to clarify what may have been ambiguous before about whether this would allow the voters to choose, you know, different options for a three-year term, that no, indeed, it really only would kick in if the four-year term is voted. So if
okay.
anyone has questions, I can answer.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, thank you.
I had one more comment.
Who is it?
Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, well, it's my opinion that we shouldn't be allowing for the elimination of term limits at all, because that's a separate issue from lengthening the term. And I think myself pretty clear that the bylaws want term limits, and I think to squeeze in the elimination of term limits under a motion that was meant to simply alter the timing of them is in violation of what we should be doing. Thanks.
Okay, folks, we're at time
Mary
for this
Dirk,
item.
Can I have a point of information, please?
Go ahead.
I believe that, Bob, did you, in what you sent, we've changed the word 2000 election to 2007 balloting, right?
Right.
And then also, I thought we added about the supervisor, resolve of the PNB delegates,
yeah,
the authority to. So I put it in there to it delegates to the National Election Supervisor,
right,
in consultation with the working group.
Yeah,
right?
I just sent the revised version to the board.
Well, I could just put it in if that's what
it
is.
Just paste
is that
it in
the language?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so is there any, we did adopt that already, correct?
Yes.
We did. Okay, so we now move the agenda. The next item was, Bob, help me, it's on the election issues, had to do with the implementation. Can
correct
you describe what that is?
Yeah. Okay, so as I said before, there were legitimate questions about what might seem to be ambiguous wording in the text of the amendments as to how it would affect the different classes of LSB members, people who are elected early 04, late 04, 06, et cetera, et cetera. So Casey went to the trouble of writing out a very detailed proposal that would just clarify. So everyone who's running this year, or everyone who's serving this year and not running for, you know, whose term continues for two more years, would know exactly what would happen if certain amendments are passed, if certain of the options are passed by the voters or not. And on Dan Siegel's advice, this is really something that the board would have to pass. It's not within the purview of the election supervisor to basically interpret in advance how a bylaw would be applied. So while I don't think we have to do it tonight in light of that we're postponing the other decisions, I do urge people to carefully read this document, you know, and pose any questions online that they might have to Casey or to those of us on the working group so we could clarify that. But I think it's a pretty clear roadmap as exactly who would be affected how if, you know, a certain option is adopted or a certain option is adopted. So, Casey, did you want to add anything?
I did want to quickly mention the point that Terry Goodman brought up regarding the removal of delegates. If somebody is removed, he felt that that was a separate point that did not belong bundled with the term limits. So I conferred with Dan Siegel about that, and he said that that this falls under the category of something that does not affect members' rights and therefore wouldn't be put on the ballot before the voters in any case.
So what is the motion that the board needs to consider, Bob?
The motion, I sent it out tonight. I actually resent it because I had sent it last Friday before our previous meeting. It was Casey's text, which I won't read now because it's so long and it's late at night, but the kind of the key phrase in the text is the overall intent of the proposed bylaws amendments is that if adopted, if an extension of terms to 4 years is adopted, it would apply immediately to delegates elected in 2007 and thereafter. And secondly, that any changes to existing term limits adopted by the leadership would take effect at the end of the terms served by all delegates. So the people, in other words, if, for instance, the membership
vote.
Wait,
Bob.
Yes.
The motion can't be a text. The motion is to adopt something or approve something, or so to adopt or to sanction the interpretation as
okay,
expressed.
Okay, I was trying
text.
To be brief. I didn't read that part, but if you want, I'll read it. It says the Pacifica National Board determines that the proposed bylaws amendments concerning delegate term length and limits, if adopted by the membership in 2007, will be applied as follows to delegates
Great,
elected
thank you.
In 2007, and then it goes into, you know, from there.
Thank you. So you wanted to, you? I interrupted you. You were finishing clarifying those points.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I was just trying to give people kind of the bottom line rather than all the fancy language that, you know, the idea is that if, for instance, you the voters decide on a one-term limit, it doesn't mean that people who were first elected in 04 and early 04 and reelected in 06 are suddenly dismissed from office because there's a one-term limit. That one term would kick in at the end of the term they've been elected to. That's just one example, but, you know, the document goes through every example that's conceivable and clarifies who would be affected when, but the basic principle is term limits don't kick in till the end of the terms of people either sitting now or who are elected this fall in this current election.
Okay, so that motion's being, I guess, moved by Bob. Is there a second to it?
I second.
Okay, is there any debate? Okay, hearing no debate, is there any objection? Actually, since it's so important, I'd like to ask that you call the roll, Mary.
Okay.
Well, hold on, Dave. I'm sorry, point of order. If we are going to vote tonight, then maybe I should read the whole thing because not everyone has their email, or, you know, or we could postpone it.
No, let's not postpone
no,
it.
No, I don't want to postpone it.
Okay,
because
well,
this will have the clarifying effect that different people have asked to provide the delegate assemblies who need to vote.
That's fine.
So,
but then can I read it so everyone is casting an informed vote?
Go ahead.
Okay. Pacifica National Board determines that the proposed bylaws amendments concerning delegate term length and term limits, if adopted by the membership in 2007, will be applied as follows to delegates elected in 2007. Number one, the overall intent of the proposed bylaws amendments is that if adopted, A, if an extension of terms to 4 years is adopted, it would apply immediately to delegates elected in 2007 and thereafter, and B, any changes to existing term limits adopted by the membership would take effect at the end of the terms served by all delegates. Number two, the Pacifica National Board affirms the August 22, 2007 ruling of the National Election Supervisor regarding term limits, which reads, quote, delegates who were elected to a short term in February 2004, then subsequently reelected to a full term later in 2004, A, may run for reelection but are subject to the term limits currently in the bylaws. If reelected, these delegates would be required to vacate their LSB seats no later than 6 years after the date that they first took office. B, if vacating office prior to the election close date in 2009, would be replaced by the alternate next in line from the 2007 election, and if vacating office on or after the election close date in 2009 would be replaced by the alternate next in line from the 2009 election. That ruling, close quote, that ruling will be applied only if the membership adopts no change to existing term lengths and limits. If another option is adopted, thus repealing the current six-year term limit, delegates in this category will be entitled to serve out a full term. If the membership adopts a four-year term, they will be entitled to serve until the 2011 election. If the membership...
Excuse me, Bob, can you clarify? It says delegates. Which delegates? Delegates elected in 2007?
It says delegates in this category, meaning the ones who were elected originally in February 04 for a short term and then reelected to a longer, to a full term in late 04. That's the only group we're discussing in this section.
So members elected in 04 would be able to continue to serve to 2011.
Right. If the voters...
The statement that was made at RLSB that this would have no effect on anybody currently sitting, it would not be correct.
No, that is... Well, it would have no effect of shortening their term. It could conceivably lengthen the term of people who, if the voters choose to do away with, if they choose to go for a four-year term with two term limits, then
Got
they
it.
Could serve out, you know.
I see, but they would only apply to people who got elected in this election. In other words, forget it. I'm sorry to cloud the waters. Just go ahead with the statement. It's inappropriate for me to do this.
Okay.
Can you continue to read?
Yeah. Actually, in light of what we agreed on last night, the next sentence needs to be stricken. It says, if the membership retains a three-year term, they will be entitled to serve until the 2010 elections. What we decided last night is if the three-year term is kept, it automatically keeps the six-year limit that's in effect. So,
okay, so the motion's going to be amended to include that line will be stricken.
Right. And okay, and then the next sentence, go back to the text. At the end of that term, they will be subject to whatever term limits or absence of term limits are adopted by the membership in 2007. Okay, point three. Delegates who were first elected to a full term, meaning 2 years and 9 months, in February 2004 and then reelected to a second term in 2006 will be eligible to serve out their full three-year term through the 2009 election, regardless of any bylaws amendments concerning length of terms and or term limits that the membership may adopt in 2007. Beginning with the 2009 election, such delegates will be bound by whatever term limits or absence of term limits are adopted by the membership in 2007. Number four, delegates who were elected and seated in December 2004 or who have served 2 years or more of the 2004 to 2007 term as a delegate and are reelected in December 2007, A, if a three-year term is retained, will be eligible to serve until the 2010 election. And then the rest of the language needs to be stricken in light of what we decided last night, that there could be no change in term limits if a three-year term is retained. So we'll just say that. They'll be eligible to serve to the 2010 election. Okay. And then if a four-year term is adopted, will be eligible to serve until the 2011 election, at which time they will be bound by whatever term limits or absence of term limits are adopted by the membership in 2007. And finally, number five, candidates who are running for re-election, candidates who are running for election, not re-election, as delegates, are immediately subject to whatever term lengths and term limits or absence of term limits are adopted by the membership in 2007. That's the motion.
Bob, I'm afraid that it's just not clear. You've stricken lines on the fly. So I think I'm going to ask that we consider postponing this until we can just be given a complete text.
Okay.
In advance.
Too hard to deal with on the fly like that. Is there any objection to our postponing until we can be given a complete revised text?
I just ask one question, because you rightly pointed out that the advantage of having passed, if we could have passed it tonight, is it would give some clarity to the delegate assemblies in the next few weeks. Is there anyone that feels seriously troubled by the general tenor of this approach, so that we can say that there seems to be consensus by the board behind this approach, but they have to see the exact wording before they vote on it? The approach being that the term limits don't kick in till the end of everyone's current term. But if the current term limits are not altered, then they're still in force. So the six-year rule would still be in force if the voters say we want to keep it.
What is the point of order?
Well, I just want to know what we're voting on. That we were asked to talk to vote on one thing, and now we're being asked to vote on another thing.
We're not. I'm asking whether we can postpone, because there were modifications to a rather complex text in more than one place, and rather than having to work out exactly where those happen,
I want to postpone.
Bob is asking whether it is appropriate for members to indicate to their delegate assemblies that the text, once modified, and I assume Bob will send it out to us, that members can tell their delegate assemblies that there is general assent to that language.
It doesn't require a motion.
It's just, if anybody has an objection, they should express it now.
Objection to what Bob said?
Yes. Okay, I don't hear anything.
I just don't understand it. I'm not going to object to you sending me something.
Thank you.
I think that's
great. Okay, so now, is there any objection to postponing this until our consideration?
Sorry, I was muted. Mr. Chair, I have a point of information.
Go ahead.
This was a ruling that the National Election Supervisor put out a little while ago. I'm not sure why we're even voting on it. This is something that he put forth.
Okay, I'll answer that.
This is the interpretation, what he meant it to be.
Mary?
If we pass these, why do we have to vote, let alone postpone it? This is going to be
Mary, the reason is, as was given, that the opinion of our council is that the board, that NES does not have the authority to issue that as a ruling, that the board would have to adopt that determination. And the purpose for saying it now is to provide clarity to delegate assemblies about how that implementation will be handled. And the reason for postponing a vote to make that determination formally by this board is because there have been some edits to the to a complex text. So that's the reason we have to vote on it, and that's the reason for postponing that vote.
So if we postpone it, then the KPFA board cannot vote on anything tomorrow.
Not at all. That's absolutely not true. Bob can send out the revised language, and that language will provide clarification for anybody curious to understand how it will affect members elected at different points. And that was where Bob's question was going, which was, members such as yourself or anybody else can confirm to their delegate assemblies that there was no objection on the board to that approach to implementation. It has no effect on whether or not your board can vote on the bylaws amendment text that's been up for 6 months.
But the interpretation won't be known because this board postponed it. Is that not the case?
No, Mary.
Oh,
no, I'm just going to rule you out of order. We've made the point. I understand you're not clear, but I don't think I can make it any clearer. Was there some other point that somebody was – I heard another voice.
This is Casey.
Yeah. Just to stress that Bob will rescind it before tomorrow's meeting.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, Bob, will you please take care of that as soon as possible?
I will, and I want to correct something, but I'll let Casey go ahead, and then I'll speak.
Yes, this includes a ruling I made, but some of it is just an interpretation of what might happen if certain bylaws pass. But my ruling had to do with people who had elected to a partial term in 2004 and then reelected to a full term in 2004, whether or not they were allowed to run again because they were to win another three-year term that would take them beyond the 6 years that currently is the limit in the bylaws. And my ruling was...
Casey, I'm going to cut you off because we're really clear that what the board needs to do is make a determination on the implementation. And to know the history or the vicissitudes of what was your ruling is not important to us now. Okay? We've got to move on.
Okay, can I give my correction?
There was one other point. Go ahead.
Yeah. The correction is that and Dan can tell me if I'm misstating this, that Dan never said that Casey did not have the legal authority to make the ruling he made. He had the authority to rule on what the bylaws mean for people seeking to run this year. What he doesn't have the authority to, but there's a second part to his recommendation of the board, which he doesn't have the authority to do, is to interpret an amendment that's pending before us and has not yet been adopted,
correct,
and to say how that would apply. So
exactly,
he acted properly on the earlier ruling.
Nobody's arguing that. The point he was just making is that may have been included in some way in the text he proposed. But you made the point very clearly earlier that he does not have the authority to make a ruling on how a bylaw that has not yet been passed would be implemented, and that's our determination. So I apologize for not having been clearer in repeating that when I did. But I don't believe we have anything else to do on this topic at this time, because if there's no objection to postponing it.
Oh, my God, somebody's snoring.
So with that, we're going to move to the final item of the agenda, which was the issue of an email solicitation sent by an LSB member in New York.
In that case,
this is LaVarne Williams. I'd like to stay.
Good night, everybody. Casey's signing out.
Good night, Casey.
Thank you so much.
Good night,
Lisa, go ahead.
This is LaVarne. Point of order on this. The question is, has this member that you're going to talk about, has this member been invited to speak and give his position? And I'd like our legal counsel to rule that this discussion, this presents a liability to the foundation.
Can we hear what it is? Let's hear what it is.
The member isn't here to hear it. The member isn't here to refute it.
The point of order is not well taken until we hear what's being proposed. So I'm going to recognize Lisa, and then at that point, if you want to make that point of order, LaVarne, I'll recognize it so that we can get Dan's opinion. Lisa, what is the motion
that
you're proposing?
I felt, first of all, this is something very public that went out all over the place. And accusations are made against people without giving them any kind of due process or anything like that. That is factual. But this went out all over the place, and there was dispute. And I thought that this conversation needed to be had on the public stream about the issue of protocol, the issue of how I chose to handle it, and I have been very clear. I do wish that the executive director would have been able to be here for this conversation. I tried to have it last week, which is why I did ask him about it. But everything that I've expressed to him. But it needs to be heard what is going on with this, and also the issue of protocol and how certain things are handled that came up on this. And basically, when this person, Steve Brown, sent this email out, and basically accusing
Lisa?
Yes.
This is not a forum for an explanation particular version. What I'm asking for is whether you have a motion to propose to the board.
I don't have a motion, not tonight, not yet. But these are issues that people needed to hear what's going on with this.
Then I'm going to rule it out of order because the purpose of this agenda item cannot be to just have a discussion the board. We need to be considering a motion.
Well, I mean, there are issues involving protocol and stuff that we need to at least, I mean, I'll come up with another motion, but we do need to at least understand when things come to us, how we as directors are supposed to respond, how we, especially when things come in emergency like this, where we don't necessarily always have the time that we would sometimes like to have by waiting for the next board meeting and going through the thing of getting all these directors. Because what I did was I immediately contacted you as the chair and said, you know, please, you know, go through the executive director and find out what can be done about this. And I think that we do need to, at some point, begin to examine issues of protocol when we are faced with those situations that are not going to fit neatly into anything that we might sit out and say, well, you have to have three this, and then a motion has to be passed, and it has to be brought before the full board at the next meeting. We need to discuss kind of things.
I'd like to suggest, then, that what you may be asking for is that the governance committee consider appropriate responses to such actions by LSD members. If you want the issue looked at, it needs to be, the appropriate motion would be to ask the governance committee to take up this question and to develop a motion for consideration by the board.
I have a motion.
Well,
Go ahead, Wendy.
I would like to be able to sit. Will you still talk to me, or I don't?
Well, I'm going to recognize Wendy. We needed some form of motion on this if we're going to proceed. Go ahead, Wendy.
Resolve that the PNB come up with a policy for approval by the PNB to clarify the role of board members, staff, and other members of the foundation in soliciting and delivering memberships to Pacifica.
Will you substitute that we ask the governance committee to develop?
I was going to say the coordinating committee, but my motion is about this: resolve that the coordinating committee come up with a policy for approval by the PNB to clarify the role of board members, staff, and other members of the foundation in soliciting and delivering memberships and donations to Pacifica.
I just wanted to say that was not, that motion was not the intent of my reason for bringing, I'm not saying that motion should be put forward, but that was not the intent for my reason for bringing this up, or even talking about issues pertaining to protocol and how certain things should be handled when emergency situations come up and directors are notified of certain things and they need to get clarity and they need to get advice fast on things. But also, I mean, that will only perhaps deal with one part of that moment, because there was a whole lot of other things that happened which went far beyond just about how money should be solicited. And that is the wrongful accusation, accusing people without due process or anything like that, and the station not even just letting it languish, just letting it hang out there. You know,
do you want to amend the motion to ask that something else be addressed in the consideration by the committee?
I have a second part. If Lisa, when you guys are done.
Wait. Do you want to amend it, Lisa, in any way?
I think that there definitely needs to be a motion pertaining to issues of protocol. I don't necessarily know how to word this, but when directors, in the case when emergency situations arise and directors must get clarity immediately about how to respond or how to handle something, there needs to be
I understand the point. I think what you should do is, since it may be difficult given the lateness of the hour and the fact that you weren't expecting me to sort of put this demand, that you can email me as chair of the coordinating committee and specify, after you've had a chance to think about it, exactly what you'd like us to consider. We might, depending on what that is, kick it to governance committee, but I do think that it is right for coordinating committee, because what you're raising is the question of how we coordinate board activities and responses between meetings, and that is the purview of the coordinating committee. So if you'll write that up and send it to us, then we can arrange to deal with that when Court Nagy takes up the question, okay? Would that be all right?
This is LaVorne. I have a point of order. In fact, I have a question.
I'll recognize you in a moment. I'm trying to get a response from Lisa. Is that an appropriate, is that okay?
I can do that, and I will probably be bringing a motion pertaining to the person that you asked, that I should be making a motion about at some point on this whole issue of what happened with that email. But in the meantime, I don't have any problems with bringing a motion forward pertaining to the issues of protocol, because we really need to have clarity on this.
Thank you very much. LaVorne, your point of order?
Yeah, I have a question. I was told that there was a cart that was actually played on the air at WBAI in reference to the matter that Lisa's brought up. And again, my point of order was that discussing this member should have been invited to give his position on this. But I understand. So the question is, was there a cart played on the air at WBAI responding to this?
Is it not germane to the motion that's before us?
It is very germane, because the motion was that it was a response to, how does the member respond to something like that? My question is, wasn't their response played on the air at WBAI about this?
And I'm not going to entertain the question, because we're considering a request for a committee of the board to deal with a particular aspect or a particular aspect of this issue.
I would like to have my point of order actually on the table when I can do it, because that was the point of order that I was trying to make at the very beginning, and it wasn't allowed then. So that's what I'm requesting. So when this motion is taken care of, I would like my point of order to be put on the table.
Well, the difficulty is we're not actually going to be, we're in no way debating the particular incident. That particular incident was raised as a motivation for now what we have before us is a motion, which is asking the coordinating committee to request something. So I don't understand what point of order remains.
Well, the position that I'm taking is that I had a question about this issue and about whether there had been a cart played on WBAI's air about this member soliciting funds. So it's a very simple question. You know, has there been it on the air or has there not? Or has there been a response about this? And the director said they're trying to determine protocol and how does one respond. My question is, wasn't their response played on the air, a cart referring to the member's solicitation of funds or whatever?
Okay, so I'm not going to entertain this discussion.
A point of order.
That's not what's before us right now.
Point of order.
You want to appeal the ruling of the chair?
I have another point of order. The point of order is that the PNB has listened to another director talk for at least 10 minutes about this issue, and I have one question on it, and the chair will not entertain my question.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I would just like
to. Would you like to appeal the ruling of the chair?
I would like to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Is there a second to the appeal of the ruling of the chair?
Mr. Chair,
ruling?
No,
I'm not going to recognize anything. I am ruling that the question that the member is asking is out of order because it's not germane to what we're discussing at this point, and we are not having a debate on.
Okay, fine. I withdraw. So I'll just wait until things develop. I withdraw the request to overrule the chair.
David.
Thank you very much. Actually, it's Chandra's request, so you couldn't withdraw that. But
I sent my motion to the whole PNB, and I can read it again if people want to hear it.
Okay. Chandra, given what LaVorne said, do you still want to appeal the ruling?
No, that's okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Point of information, Wendy, I'm sorry, did you say you sent it to us?
Yes.
Oh.
It's called Motion Re-Policy on Collection of Memberships.
Okay, will you please reread it?
Resolve that the PNB Coordinating Committee come up with a policy for approval by the PNB to clarify the role of board members, staff, and other members of the foundation in soliciting and delivering memberships and donations to the Pacifica Foundation.
This is Bob.
Point of information.
John. Yes, Bob?
Yeah. I want to move to postpone this motion on to two grounds. One is that it's not really within the notice of what was on the agenda for tonight, and so, you know, there's been no chance to really think about what this would mean. And second of all, from seeing it even now, I can already see that I think it misframes what the issue that's on the floor that's been brought up by the actions of this board member in New York, because the issue is absolutely at its core about making unsubstantiated allegations against a management employee and other employees at the station, not simply about whether he collected funds or didn't collect funds, and therefore directing people not to send money to the station. So I don't think this motion captures what the issue is that needs to be resolved, and so I think it's premature to be voting on it tonight or referring
okay,
it to
Okay, is there a second to the motion to postpone?
I second.
Can I respond?
Okay. You know, we're at time, so I'm going to call. We're going to move to a vote on the postponement and the existing question without a motion to extend time.
We can't save the world in one night.
We can't even. Sorry. don't even get me started. So is there a motion to extend time? If not, we're going to vote on the postponement, then the motion if the postponement doesn't pass. Okay, hearing no extension of time, will you call the roll, Mary, on the motion to postpone? Postpone to when, Bob?
Yeah.
Or is it a postpone indefinitely?
What? Postpone?
It would be to the PNB meeting in Berkeley.
Okay. Please call the roll, Mary, on the motion to postpone Wendy's motion to the PNB meeting in Berkeley.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. LaVarn Williams?
Oh, I pass.
Okay. Chandra Hauptman?
Pass.
Okay. Mary Berg says no. Don White?
Pass.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes, postpone.
Lydia Brezon?
No.
Let's see. Michael Woodson? Sandra Rawline?
Hello?
Michael, yes, okay, thank you.
I passed for now, sorry.
You're voting no?
No, let me pass a minute, okay?
Oh, you're passing, okay.
I was not scoring,
though. Sandra Rawline? Wendy Schrell?
No.
Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn Bethune. Pound one to unmute. Bob Weber.
Or wake up.
Or whichever. Yeah, that,
yes,
that takes just pound and pound.
Bob
Weber?
Yes.
You vote yes. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa Davis?
Yeah.
Let's see, Lori Taguma? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Yes.
You vote yes? Okay, thank you. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Okay, come back to Ambrose in a minute. Okay, well, let's see. LaVarn Williams?
No.
Chandra Help?
No.
The Don White?
No.
Okay. Michael Woodson?
I'll abstain.
Okay, Evelyn Bethune, are you? Sandra Rawline? Don't hear from her. Ambrose Lane? Ambrose. Okay. Is there anyone who wishes to vote, who's on the call, whose name I did not call? Hello, anyone? Okay, guess that's it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Say 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, 1, 2, 3. Sorry. 4, 5, 6, no.
Okay, so the motion to postpone fails. Now we're going to the motion by Schrell, and actually,
I'm out of day. What do you mean it failed?
I'm sorry.
They mean it was 6-6, wasn't it? What was the count?
6-6.
The motion needs to have a majority to prevail. So the motion to postpone fails. Now we're going to have a vote on the motion by Schrell, and then there's one announcement I need to make before we adjourn. Will you call the roll? Read the motion by Schrell again, please, and then we'll call the roll.
I'm sorry, can I ask a
question? Resolved that the PNB Coordinating Committee come up with a policy for approval by the PNB to clarify the role of board members, staff, and other members of the foundation in soliciting and delivering memberships and donations to the Pacifica Foundation.
Okay, will you call the roll, please?
I have a point of information.
Point of information?
I just want, wouldn't the governance committee have something to do with that as well, or? I guess not. If it comes, never mind.
As I said, the coordinating committee is. Now you could argue that the governance committee would be the appropriate place for it, but that it wasn't amended in that way. So I ruled that the motion was in order to go to the coordinating committee.
Okay.
Because the coordinating committee is responsible for coordinating the activities of the board between meetings, and this could be interpreted broadly as having to do with the activities of the board.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All righty. Okay. Let's see. Well, who is around here now? Let's see. Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Don White?
Pass.
Mary Berg says yes. Chandra Hoffman?
Yes.
Lavarne Williams?
Pass.
Okay. Michael Woodson? Come back to Michael.
Yes.
You vote yes. Thank you. Sandra Rawline, are you? I guess not. Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune? Okay. Bob Litterer?
Abstain.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
I'm going to abstain as well.
You will abstain. Okay. Ambrose Lane, are you on the call? A.C. Bird?
No.
No. Lori Taguma? Lori, are you on the call? Okay. I'll come back to you because you were here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You voted yes. Okay. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Lavarne Williams? Lavarne?
I'm here. Yes.
You vote yes. Okay. Don White?
Yes.
Is there anyone who did not get to vote, whose name I did not call, who's on the call? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, yes. And one, no. Two abstentions.
Okay, so that prevails. Now, the announcement was I realized that after executive session, we have to announce the reasons that the meeting was held in executive session. I neglected at the opening of this meeting to note that we'd been in executive session. We were dealing with confidential personnel matters related to the executive director search. So that's it. And then as to this motion that we've just passed, of course, we can deal with other aspects of it at other times. This is obviously does not close the item for all time. And my personal apologies if either member, either Lavarne or Lisa, felt in any way that my rulings were interfering with their ability to express themselves. I hope they both understand my reasons for doing so. With that,
excuse me, Mr. Chair, wait. There was a motion. I'm sorry.
I still have a question.
The
question is that a point of order is a question.
Wait, Lavarne. Okay. The raising a point of order does not grant the floor. Mary had something that she was trying to tell me about what's something we have still pending. What is that, Mary?
Well, one motion here was to postpone to the next meeting, but it did not say are we having a telephone meeting or which meeting.
We have no other meeting scheduled.
The bylaws motion.
Right. We have no other meeting scheduled between now and the PNB meeting in Berkeley.
So we're not dealing with that till the end of September? Is that the
correct
case, or are we holding another meeting to do it?
We at this time, there's no meeting scheduled. Lavarne, I know you said you wanted to ask the question. We're at time for the item, and my reason for not allowing the question is we're not going to have a debate about these incidents at
there's no debate. There's a simple answer, yes or no.
Mr. Chair, I got a motion to adjourn.
There's been an motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I second, and I just want to say, Mr. Chair, since I was not allowed to go into details of this, I'm not going to discuss anything about the details of this issue.
That's why I made that ruling, because I'm correct.
That's
why I made the ruling in that way.
I will appeal at the next meeting, because, again, you have successfully cut off debate, but good night.
Good night. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.